Sox took the lead in the first inning of an RBI single by Stephen Gandy, 1-0. Mwai came back and tied it in the second inning, 1-1, and it stayed that way until the fifth inning when the Bulldogs scored a run on an RBI double by Alex Williams. That made it 2-1, and that's the way the game stayed until the eighth inning, and the Bulldogs got some insurance runs too, by the way, in that eighth inning, and ended up winning it here this afternoon, 4-1 over Hawaii. So the Bulldogs, with the win, now go to 3-9 in Western Athletic Conference play. And Wade Cimino, the head coach of the Bulldogs, has now joined us here in the Papa John broadcast booth. And Wade, as you get hooked up there, well, I tell you, the Bulldogs here this afternoon, another really a good ball game. And boy, that both teams have ample opportunities to score a lot of runs today. I'm looking, 25 runners were left on base between the two ball clubs.
Well, that's what you call good pitching. You know, that's good pitching stops those guys from scoring. And, you know, tip your hat to Trevor. Trevor gave us 5-6 good innings, and we definitely needed that on Sunday, and he really boosted this team today.
By the way, it's a Saturday, but I know you feel like it's a Sunday, don't you?
It does feel like a Sunday.
But Trevor had struggled with his control, and I thought he really had a good game today. He walked two, but he was around the plate, and I know he scattered, 7 hits, but had it when he needed it, and that's what it counts, really.
Well, you know, I knew first time, after you made it to the fourth and fifth, I knew we were in good shape, because after them seeing a bunch of 90 to 93 mile-an-hour fastballs, I knew who we were coming in with next, and it's hard to stay back on his changeup, Gilly's changeup anyway, and, you know, he came in here and did his thing again, and Dudley cleaned it up in the ninth, but, you know, when you pitch like that, you got a good chance of winning every game.
Well, Gilly, I said Gilly's the workhorse of this staff. He appeared in all three games in this series and was just outstanding. Didn't give up a run in three outings in his series out of the pen.
And some tight jams.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't think he gave up any other pitchers' runners either.
No.
Not a run. He'll probably go throw a bullpen right now, knowing Gilly. He wants to throw every day, but he has a good – I look at it as a sweep, because we had him 3-1 in the ninth inning on Thursday. And, I mean, our guys are playing good baseball. They really are. And, you know, we still hit him line drives right at people. God, I mean, it is one after another. But put enough balls in play to force them to make some mistakes.
You know, if it had been last weekend, Alex Williams doubled down the right field line, the first baseman would have probably caught it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you. Oh, no doubt. That's a break we needed right there. And he hit the ball hard. And, I mean, the guy's about 6'7" over there. And, you know, but we needed this weekend, and we got to take care of business next weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, Williams got the RBI double in the fifth inning, but then you get, you know, it's still a 2-1 game going into the bottom of the eighth, and you got a couple of runs off their top reliever, too.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison's good for them, and we forced them to bring him in early, and he's not accustomed to going that long. You know, Gilly and Dudley can come in and go that long, but you can tell his stuff kind of tapered off toward the end of the game.
You know, Gebhardt, kind of probably one of the oddest plays I've seen in a long time, on a check swing, rolled it up the third baseline. The catcher champion comes out, kind of flips it backhanded to the pitcher covering to get the force at the plate. I mean,
well, it kind of startled both Qualls, and I think it was Qualls over there. And I mean, when he check swing, I thought he was going foul.
Yeah.
And then it bounced back in. And I mean, if we'd have been breaking on the check swing, we'd have scored easily. But you don't see a 2-1 force out of home plate too often.
What about the 2-2 pitch to Gordy on a safety squeeze in that eighth inning? I'm saying, Gordy's looking down to you at third base, and I'm thinking, hey, two balls, two strikes, what kind of signs can you really get? And I thought that was a gutsy call, just to be honest with you.
Well, not really, Dave, because the kid has a good slider. And Gordy has struck out a few times this year.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to bunt than it is to hit that slider. And also, in a two-strike count, you might have a disconnected swing. That's a three-hopper, double-play ball. And we needed to get a run right there. And even if he didn't score on that, if he was out of the plate, we still have a runner in scoring position at second. So I didn't look at it as gutsy. I mean, I looked at it as a high percentage, really, because of the odds of getting the ball out of the infield with 2-2 off that guy's slider is tough.
You don't mind if I call it gutsy, do you?
No, you can go. Thank you, I guess.
But Hawaii had base runners in every inning. Never retired them in 1-2-3 order. They always were threatening, but I thought our pitching just came to the top of the water, so to speak.
Well, you know, it all started with Trevor today. Trevor gave us a good outing, and he chewed up 5-6 innings. I don't know how many went, six.
He went
5 1/3.
Enough to get the win.
He chewed up a lot of innings for us, and that was good because I knew who I had in the bullpen behind him. And, you know, we didn't use our lefties. You know, we didn't use Ferguson or Alvis or Carl or Sadbury. I mean, we had four lefties. But, you know, Trevor was able, if he wouldn't have been able to, you know, we'd have had either a Sadbury or a Ferguson early in the game and then Gillian Dudley at the end.
Okay, now you have an entire week off. I think you told me the first time this year that you've had no games during the midweek. You've won, you know, a couple in a row. I think from a coach and a player standpoint, you'd like to turn around and play again tomorrow probably.
By the way, we're playing, yes.
That's what I mean.
We're playing, yes. But, of course, we'll give them tomorrow off Sunday. And then Monday we'll come out here and do a body workout. We don't want to get them back in the weight room and get them stiff and all. We're going to do what we call a body workout, body squats and push-ups and stuff. And, you know, they'll hit a little bit and throw a little bit. But the next 2 days will be kind of let the guys that are banged up heal up a little bit because it's been a tough stretch for these guys every game. Mentally and physically,
oh, yeah,
has been tough on these guys, and they need a couple of days to get their feet underneath them. And we'll go back to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for San Jose.
You know, you-